Your station for the Shrimps.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Well, Jim, a 2-1 win today. It's been a long time coming, but you fully deserved it today.
Yeah, I think so. Heart in the mouth at the end, you know, that'll take a couple of days to recover because, you know, it usually happens when a team are down to 10 men and they're getting beat, they overcommit, they put bodies forward, our game management wasn't great, the clearance was poor and they've got the goal back. And then you could sense the nervousness amongst the players, certainly amongst the fans, and it was just about getting it over the line, you know, fair play to Jamie Devers' game management in the last minute of injury time there, he ran into the corner and run the clock down was good. But that's the negative out the way. But there's plenty of positives today. You know, great to get back into getting 3 points on the board. Every game we go into, we want to win. That's what we've done on this particular run that we've been on. It's been a poor run results-wise, but like I said in the week, I can't be overcritical of them because the performances have been pretty good. I think we've had the obviously injuries and suspensions, but everyone gets them. We've had the official decisions going against us. The penalty against Carlisle for one, which turned the game. But overall, I think you know, that rub of the green that every team needs to, you know, a little bit of luck. We haven't had it. It's deserted us, and everything's been stacked against us. But you know, as I say, the performances have been good. They've kept plugging away. They've given it their all, and they got the just rewards today. It's a fantastic win for us. Great to be back to winning ways, and I'm pleased for the players because obviously, if you haven't won in 10, you come in for some stick. But like I said to them, you know, you keep going the way you're going by loads of averages, you turn the corner, and that's what we've done today. We broke the cycle, and it's great to be back to winning ways.
Andy Fleming came off the bench, scored early on when he did come off the bench, and then played a wonderful through ball that led to the penalty.
Yeah, well, that's what you want from your subs, to come on and affect the game. You know, it's not about the 11 that start. I say every match day, make sure that you're mentally, physically right to come off the bench and affect the game in the right manner. That's what Flemo's done today. But funny enough, you know, no one would have known. We come to the game today thinking who we're going to play in the centre mid, because we've got Peter Murphy out, obviously. Adam Wildig's got a bit of a hamstring problem. Fleming's been ill the last 2 days and hasn't trained. Goodall jarred his knee on Thursday, had to drop out of training. He slipped down at Morecambe High and he's got a bit of inflammation in his knee, and that's not like him. He's a robust character, but he come today and said, listen, I want to go out and try it. So he was running on the pitch at 1 o'clock to see how he was. If you would have seen Fleming yesterday, you would have wrote him off. He's come in today and said, you know, he's not really up to start. And I said, we'll go on the bench for us, and if we need you, we'll throw you on, and let's see if we can share the load between yourself and Alan Goodall. So fair play to the two of them. Goody was turning a good performance, but you could just see, you know, that last couple of days and the injury that he's had, he kept stopping and stretching it off and getting the mobility and back into his knee. But when we thought it was right to do it, we took him off. We got Flemo on and he chipped in with a goal straight away. So, you know, that's one I'll take credit for, you know, about substitutes at the right times. But he's gone in there and, as you say, he scored the goal. He's set up Tom Barkhuizen for the race through, won it for the penalty. And I think the referee was very good there as well, I have to say, because it could have been easy to let it go, and you know, because he's got the shot and it's been blocked, but he's pulled it back, because if he didn't get pulled back, he would have gone through and likelihood would have been he scored. So that was good play by the referee on that occasion. And that's that little bit of luck that you need. But no, I think overall we've deserved it. We've created chances, we've played some good stuff again. We've been fully committed. You know, Doyle's come off with stitches and there's a bit of blood in the dressing room there and bags of ice and that. But that's what you want. They've been fully committed, and fair play to them. Deserve every pat on the back they get tonight.